This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
You're on Joy Brekkie with Rach and Dean, and hosted by the T-Generations Gym, the Trans Takeover is showing its strength this Saturday as this weightlifting competition that prioritises trans and non-binary lifters returns for another year.
A fantastic event that highlights the strength, resilience and power that trans and gender diverse people have, which is far too often gatekept in the sporting world. Sam from T-Generation joins us this morning to tell us all about it. Sam, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
So tell us, I was at the very first Trans Takeover last year. It was absolutely amazing. I put up a video on the Joy Breakfast Instagram story that I shared last year because I thought it was so good. But tell us how the Trans Takeover came about.
So as you've previously just mentioned, being gatekept from sports is something that trans and gender diverse people have very much so experienced. And this kind of came about linked to my own personal experience. I was denied entry from participating in powerlifting, which is a sport that I very, very much enjoy. And it just got to a stage where I'm like, you know what? If you want to do something right, you got to do it yourself. So here we are.
I love that so much. But you know what? We are not the most sportiest of people, are we, Rach?
No, but that literally that sentence that you just said, I had sadness, anger, and then delight all in the one sentence.
You
so
did.
Well done. I was like, oh, yeah. Yeah. So what is involved in this weightlifting competition?
Okay, so the way the powerlifting works is you get three attempts at three different lifts. You've got the barbell back squat, the barbell bench press, and the barbell deadlift. And basically, your objective is to lift as much as possible across the three lifts to get the highest total. So whoever lifts the most amount of kilos across the three lifts, basically, in general sanctioned sports, wins.
I feel like what's kind of good about this, though, is because even though everyone would be doing, like, you want to be the biggest power lift, like, not the heaviest, but the strongest one, everyone's trying to beat a personal best. Like, because this is not something you can just step in and do. There's training you have to do. Like, if either Rach or I tried right now, I don't even want to know what my back would be thinking with any kind of lifting.
100%. Absolutely. These folks have been preparing for this for a while, been putting in the time, effort, and energy. And, you know, powerlifting is a team sport played by individuals.
Oh, that's interesting. I've never considered any sort of weightlifting to be a team sport. I have a question about the way that you get your body ready for something like this, though, because I guess it's not just about your arm strength or even like your back strength. How do you keep things like your ankles from breaking?
Oh, yeah.
No, absolutely fair. So obviously, there is proper training protocols and safety and teaching and testing and all that kind of stuff. But there is a range of sexy gear that the folks definitely wear, from like the soft suits to the belts, wrist straps, things like that. But of course, you have a team of spotters and loaders, people surrounding you, that if you're about to drop or if something was going to happen, their whole role is to step in, help pick up the weight off you to ensure that you are safe and return you back to the rig.
That's really lovely.
It really is, like you said, an individual and team thing altogether. And one of the things I loved about the first Trans Takeover that I went to last year was the amount of support there is by everyone in the room for everything that everyone one's achieving. Now, I know while on one level it's frustrating that the Trans Takeover has to happen because of the gatekeeping that we were talking about towards trans and gender diverse and non-binary people, but there is also something really special and affirming about the community that comes together to be in this space and validate what every step all the powerlifters are doing and the journey they're taking for their bodies and their strength.
Well, that's it. You've nailed it. It's not so much about the sport in and of itself, because let's be real, as you know, not everyone is big sporty people, as we've just mentioned. You know, they're not there for the sport. They're there because they love the person that is under the bar, and they're there to support the community, because it's that collective strength. It's that show of collective community support. Like, I have never seen the amount of cheering camaraderie at any other sanctioned event that we'd had at the Takeover last year. It was just glorious.
It's so affirming and so encouraging, and I feel like it's going to be even louder tomorrow.
Sammy, I've got a question 100%. About how, like, you categorise it. I don't know if it's everyone's under the same banner for whoever just lifts the strongest wins, or do you have different, like, weight groups like wrestlers do? Because I imagine it would be incredibly against your beliefs to gender 100%. Any of the...
Yeah, 100%. Yep. So we're not doing a gendered competition. We're not doing weight class sanctioned comps, anything like that. So the awards that are up tomorrow is, firstly, is the biggest total. So whoever does lift the most across the three lifts, that's one. Mm-hmm. The next one is the Spirit Award, which is the community player. Who's the sports person in the back? Who's that good vibe human that is just looking after everybody in that sense? Who's showing the real spirit and inclusivity of the event?
Can that be someone's mum?
Honestly, it's going to be someone screaming in the crowd. Let's be real. That's what it's going to be. And then finally is the hardest grind. So what's known as the grind is, you've probably seen it online or in socials when, like, for example, they're picking up the deadlift bar and then all of a sudden it really slows down and they're inching centimeter by centimeter trying to grind the bar all the way up to the top. Basically, it's who put in the biggest fight.
Oh my God, this is so intense. This is so intense. I love it so much. There's so much detail and so much that's going on. And I think something that's really wonderful about it as well is the reality of what it means for trans and gender diverse people to be able to be in an affirming sporting place that lets them be themselves and also lets them celebrate their bodies and the fitness of it. Like, I think that's just so important, because we can often forget that. Like, for anyone, exercise can be a difficult thing, but also when, you know, you're feeling dysphoria or anything else, it can be a really important thing that makes a big difference to your life.
Absolutely. And, you know, any amount of, like, positive visibility, it starts with the ability to be able to physically see it. So to give, you know, you can't be it unless you see it.
Yeah.
But having this visual representation is give the chance for our young people, you know what, anybody of any age within our community to be like, you know what, I can actually do this. Like, pulling off this collective strength, taking it out into our respective lives alongside taking care of each other is what's going to actually save the world.
Brilliant. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it is the second trans takeover event. Other than the weightlifting competition itself, is there celebrations happening throughout the day as well?
Oh, there's a little bit happening. We've got the community barbecues, the coffee carts and community stalls there. And then afterwards, because of course, as queer people, we're going to party. Hell, we're throwing the after party at UBQ afterwards.
Love that. Later that evening. And you know what? One of the things I love about this as well is there's an audio-visual approach to it as well for those who are sensory or neurodivergent sensitive, so that you can still be a part of it in a way that works for you. It's a really wonderful way to keep everyone engaged in the community. So I just think it's really wonderful that you've put this together. It's fantastic that you're doing it, and everyone should go and check it out. We wish every single power lifter so much luck tomorrow, whatever they lift or grind. Good luck to you all. And you can find out more about the event by following our socials, and we have the tags there for all of the hashtag Strength Has No Gender, but also the Instagram tags, or just go to T Generation Gyms on Instagram.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Sam. Have an awesome time this weekend. Chookers to everyone who will be competing as well. And I hope the biggest woo wins the rightful award.
Thank you so much for having me, and have an amazing day.
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.